You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are joined by Julia Croft, who is directing a piece called Boys, which is a part of the Here and Now Festival. And the Here and Now Festival is going to be happening at the ASB Waterfront Theatre from the 21st until the 24th of April. So it is coming up and you should definitely get involved. And good morning to you, Julia.
Morning.
It's nice to have you on the show again.
Yeah, lovely to be back.
But for something else, something yes. different, I wanted to ask if you could just kind of give us an intro as to what the Here and Now Festival is.
Yeah, sure. So the Here and Now Festival is part of Auckland Theatre Company's Youth Arts Program, and it's a four-day festival featuring like five different works and different events, all taking over the Waterfront Theatre. So ATC Brilliant. Have just built this massive and terribly expensive theatre on the waterfront that is amazing.
Cool. So they built it from the ground up.
From the ground up. And the Youth Arts Program has been given the space to do what we want with it, really, for 4 days. So there's work awesome. In the theatre, there's a choreographic work happening around the building, there's events during the day. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And what is the show that you are directing? So it's called Boys.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So I'm co-directing with Eleanor Bishop, who's also adapted it. It's a deconstruction of Foreskin's Lament. Do you know Foreskin's Lament?
I've heard of it, but I can't say that I know it.
It's like a really famous, seminal New Zealand work written in 1980 about rugby culture and masculinity as it was then. So we've taken Foreskin's Lament as a jumping-off point to look at masculinity and specifically the sort of term toxic masculinity in New Zealand.
And why did you guys want to choose Foreskin's Lament as like kind of the groundwork of this show?
I guess because it has its own mythology in terms of, in the theatre canon, what it represents around a conversation around sport and masculinity. There's so many of those themes already in the work.
Yeah.
So taking that and messing with it is, yeah, appealing to us.
And it's highly relatable as well because, I mean, the sport world is so infused into media and it
yes.
has such a culture.
Yeah, and I think I'm hopeful that the conversation that we're attempting with this play doesn't stay with sport. Like, it's not just about rugby and what's happening in rugby, it's wider questions around how we conceive of masculinity in this country and mm-hmm. how we talk to and about men and how that impacts on violence against women.
Yeah. And who are you getting involved into the show? How do you go through the selection process of, yeah?
Well, we ran auditions and came up in the end with so many great young people, and it was painful not to be able to take more, but we've got a cast of 17.
Wow.
And they're amazing, like a really amazing, smart, passionate group of young people. The youngest is 17 and the
wow.
oldest is 25.
Yeah.
Most of them are uni students or just graduated from uni or drama school. And then we've got a whole bunch of other young people that have come on board to fill roles like stage management and lighting operation and assistant directing.
And what's the importance of having like an event that's focused on young performers?
Well, I think then young people generally are not very catered for in this country. This has sort of been what I've been musing on for the last like couple of weeks, I guess, doing publicity for the show and thinking about how in our kind of cultural landscape it's not really the voices of 22-year-olds that you get to hear. And I go, these 22-year-olds that we're working with have so much to say and they're so thoughtful and sophisticated about the ways they want to say it, and there just aren't a lot of cultural spaces. Like, I listen to national radio a lot, and I was listening the other day going, wow, there is not one voice on here that's under 40. I think we need to, we'd do well as a country if we allowed more space for young people.
And have you learnt anything from working with these younger voices?
So much. Yeah, so much. It's really, because the work deals a lot with, it's about violence against women in some ways and how this culture of toxic masculinity is spilling over into violent acts and violent attitudes towards women. And as an angry feminist, the young people actually have taught me a lot about empathy. I feel like the boys in particular, my MO often is to go straight to anger.
Yeah.
And working with these young people, who some of whom are addressing these questions for the first time, really has slowed me down a bit and taught me a lot more about just having empathy for people that aren't, that are still figuring this stuff out.
And why do you think it's hard for young performers to gain opportunities and experiences with within the theatre world, but just in general?
Well, I think also we're a small country, and you know, the way the theatre industry anyway operates is a lot to do with people who know other people and who you know, yeah. And so it just takes time to make those friends and make those connections and be part of the landscape. So this is a really great opportunity for young performers to get on a huge big stage and show Auckland what they've got. And I think that in itself is amazing. When I was doing youth theatre, we never had a stage like the Waterfront Theatre. It's huge. We can fly things up into the ceiling. And we
awesome.
Do.
And I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought.
No problem.
That's right, I've remembered now. As an actor, is it nice to be able to transition into kind of like the position of being a director? What do you learn from being able to jump about?
Well, I guess I don't do acting, straight acting, so much anymore. I do more of creating my own performance, which I'm in. But I really love making stage pictures.
Yeah.
You know, someone said to me once that theatre has more in common with fine art than it does with film, which I still think about a lot, and I thought about it a lot in this process of being able to sit back and watch the stage pictures you're creating like they're a series of paintings. It's kind of
Well, fun. I mean, it's amazing when you watch live theatre how involved you get with, like, the stage itself, like how, you know, how everything is, like, formatted out, whereas when you're watching, say, a film, you tend just to kind of forget about the little small things that kind of go into the whole structure.
My critical brain isn't engaged when I watch film in the same way as it is with theatre.
Yeah, so you're right, it is kind of like a painting.
Yeah, and it's just nice to have variety as well, so I also do, like, teaching and producing, and, you know, it's because the industry is quite small, you have to have lots of strings to your bow, I guess, and it keeps it interesting.
And I suppose, is this show, is it encouraging young people to be able to kind of broaden out and do lots of different things?
Oh, I so hope so. Like, my greatest hope is that these young people who are amazing performers but also amazing theatre makers and amazing thinkers leave this process going, oh, maybe I could make a piece of work.
Yeah.
Maybe I could make my own theatre. I would really love that to be what comes out of it for them.
Well, thank you so much, Julia, for coming in this morning and talking about Here and Now. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. And as I said before, it's happening at the ASB Waterfront Theatre from the 21st of April until the 24th of April.
Yeah.
And it should be good. And you should definitely go and check it out. If people want to get tickets,
check out the ATC website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much, Julia.
Pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.